Rise and Shine with Robbo and friends
on Vision.
So the nation was heartbroken when it was revealed that Stan Walker had inherited a cancer gene that had previously killed 25 of his family members. Now in his new documentary, Stan Walker, The Fight for His Life, he has opened up about his terrifying ordeal with his battle to beat his cancer. And he joins us now on the line. How are you, Stan?
Very good. How are you guys?
Yeah,
excellent.
Going
Thank
well.
You. Great to chat with you and mate, to learn about. I mean, I must admit, I've obviously been hiding under a rock because I didn't know at all what was going on. But having watched the doco over the last few days, it is just amazing what you've been through in the last 12 months.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You seem like you're taking it all in your stride, mate.
Oh, I don't know. Even, like, just watching it again, I was just like, oh, geez, I forgot all that happened.
Wow. You're a legend. I was watching it, and you just seemed to have this she'll be right kind of attitude at the start. Mm. You just, you know, whatever, cancer, she'll be right, she'll be right, which I like to hope is my life motto as well. But the way you handle it is amazing. But just tell us how you felt through this ordeal, Stan.
I think for the most part, I was still the same, like normal. Didn't really affect me. I think the recovery part was hard, just physically. And I think it became mentally hard when I knew that my voice was at stake and I didn't know if I could sing again. That's when it kind of got hard, but everything else was like just like it was just painful and I just couldn't wait to get over it. But I mean, pain dies down, like physical pain, it's the other stuff that you have to deal with, you know, that takes a while to get through and get over, is the psychological issues. But I'm glad that I didn't really have any. I had, like, you know, little moments where I'm like, oh God, if my voice doesn't come back, I'm done.
Yeah,
and I get myself out of there, and I'd be like, "Oh no, just relax, man, just relax. We'll come back.
She'll be right."
But, and so I just kind of like, I think it was easy me going through it. It was hard when my mum was going through it 8 months before me. She found out she had cancer, breast cancer. So that was hard for me. That was like a testing time. But when it was me, I was just like, "Oh yeah, I can deal with it."
How did your faith and your family's faith carry you through that? Because I can imagine, obviously, as you said, you know, with your mum going through it and then yourself. And I mean, I was chuffed to see in the documentary, you know, that they showed that scene where your mum and dad were laying their hands on you and praying over you and just, I guess, carrying you through that when you'd been readmitted to hospital. How did that kind of help to strengthen you and to carry you through?
I was like, it was a no-brainer for us. It's not like something that we're like, okay, we need to, like, that's what we do. Like, when my mum found out she had cancer, we would have conference calls every morning and we would pray as a family every morning just to, like, you know, make sure that God was the center of everything. You know, I'm not going to say that everything was easy and, like, everything was, like, you know, lovely and we just trusted God for the whole thing. I definitely questioned and also, you know, I was just like, God, like, what are you up to? Like, you know, this is not supposed to happen, is it?
Yeah.
It was more so that God just, like, had our backs and just was like, it wasn't even like, because I think my faith is, like, up and down. It's, like, as in terms of, like, you know, I'm not always, like, you know, I question God sometimes to the point that I don't trust him. It's not that I don't believe in him or don't love him any less. But he comes through for me no matter what, which is like, that's the thing that buzzes me out, is that how much he loves us and his grace for us.
That's so cool.
And how much my humanness loves him, and that's like a wavering love where his is unconditional.
And I guess that's the great thing, isn't it? You know that God's there and he loves you, but I guess you also don't know the outcome, because, I mean, you know, your grandfather had the same operation as you and he sadly didn't survive it. So, you know, you had that reality of, like, this won't necessarily work out well. You didn't know, as you said, about your own ability to sing. That would have been a tragedy for you to, you know, not be able to continue to do what you love and obviously what, you know, generates an income for you. So there were some pretty huge risks, I guess, to, you know, to face in it all, weren't there?
Definitely. Like, it was something that, like, I dreaded. Like, you know, I was just like, oh, my gosh. I had to be patient. I think my biggest problem and issue through the whole thing was that I wasn't patient. And even still now, I don't, you know, I try and move too fast and I'm moving ahead of my body, like, because my mind's already there and I'm trying to race ahead. but my body can't keep up. So, like, that's a frustrating thing for me. And so, I wanted my voice to come back when I wanted it to come back, and it wasn't. And, you know, it's kind of not even all there yet. Like, I have times where I sing better than I used to, but then there's still parts of my voice that hasn't come through yet that I'm waiting on, and maybe it's not going to come back, and maybe I'll just be better and stronger before. But, like, I want things to happen now, so that's, like, you know, it's quite hard. And that was one thing that I was kind of struggling with. But then I had to get myself out. I was like, no, God, you got a plan for this. And there not be no voice because, you know, I had some dark moments, but they weren't like, you know, these long, depressive, blooming moments, which was good. I was just like, oh, and then, you know, had to cut myself out of that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you have your voice because it's amazing and we would miss it as well. And you have produced a new song too, which is called Thank You, dedicated to your mum. Tell us about that one.
So, yeah, I went into the studio one day and I was like, man, I want to write a song about my mum. Like, she deserves at least a song. There's not really much that I could give my mum for everything that she's given me and done for me. You know, she gave life to me and every way she's given life to me. So, yeah, I just wrote this song. And then, you know, for everything that she's been through and gone through with me, gone through with us as a family. And then when the next day after writing the song, I actually found out that I had cancer, so it just kind of made everything a little bit more, like, meaningful. Everything, like, just was like, oh, we're really going on this journey together in a whole other way.
That's amazing.
Wow. What
incredible timing, eh?
Yeah. How weird is that?
And you brought it out just in time for Mother's Day as well, so that works.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that. I didn't even know it was Mother's Day.
Well, now you
know. And I was like, oh, Mother's Day. I was like, oh my gosh. And then they're like, oh, the song yesterday, somebody goes, this song was about Mother's Day. I was like, geez, I should have got a sink or something. I didn't even think about it.
Well, that's a present there. You've got it sorted.
Yeah, Harder. I was like, I wrote your song. What about your other sons and daughter?
I love it.
Step up now.
Now, listen, a question I've got to ask you, Stan. You've had your stomach removed, and so your esophagus is attached directly to your bowel, which is pretty amazing that the doctors can even do that sort of stuff. And we've all been asking the question around the office, like, how do you eat? Like, can you eat just normal food? Has it got to be, you know, all juiced? What are you actually now? What's your new diet?
Well, I can't eat too much. I eat normally, but there's a lot of things that I can't eat, only because of all the complications, but not actually because of my stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's because I've had, like, different issues that have, like, caused me to get sick and stuff like that. So I can't eat dairy, greasy food, oily food, gluten. I mean, I do it, like, sometimes just so I can have a taste, and then, but then I'll pay for it straight away. But basically, it's just like I have to eat healthy, like, you know, clean stuff, fruit, veg, you know, some clean meat and stuff like that. But I can eat, like, I can't eat as much as I could. But, like, for all my family who have got their stomachs out, they're back eating like pigs. And they don't need to get fat again.
That's not fair. Oh, well, yeah, you look fit and healthy, so that's good.
I'm fit and healthy, or I don't know, I haven't really gone for a run or anything yet. I'm starting to get a bit of a flabby jelly belly. I'm like a skinny person now with, like, flab or something.
Training. When you went in for surgery, you weighed in, it was like 99.9.
Yeah.
What's your weight now?
Actually, I weighed heavier than that. That was just on that day because I fasted.
Oh, like, right.
I was 102. My normal weight was 88. And then I went on a food eating binge for 2 months. I put on 24 kgs, got to 102. When I took my stomach out, I got down to 81, and then I went down to 66 after all my complications. And now I'm 70, so I'm pretty big these days. 70.
Huge.
That's amazing.
You're lucky,
yeah.
He's not a woman, Robbo, because that would be not a very nice question to ask.
Can't ask that to
one.
Ladies. Well,
good,
mate,
on
it's
you,
been
Stan.
Great to chat with you. And look, we want to say good on you for fighting through. I mean, this last 12 months has been an absolute journey for you and for your family, and obviously, you know, your other members, your mum and your uncle, getting their stomachs out as well as a result of this gene that you guys have inherited. So it's just an amazing story. Thanks for sharing a bit of it with us today, and thanks for releasing this new song, because it's an absolute cracker, and we appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.